This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
As much as I like Junior Brown on the steel guitar, I like Ted Nugent more. But I tell you, it's hard to just to hear the human soul coming out, the individualism of these guitar players. I mean, I think the guitar more than anything really brings out the human soul. That's a whole another, you know, entertainment radio show. But I think it's celebrating the fact that we're independent, we're individuals. And the way the left loves ugliness, the way they love poverty, the way they love. You know, quite frankly, Ted, I'm not just saying this. I think at the end of the day, the left really are just Satanists. What do you think?
Honest, what Ben Carson said last night and is being attacked for, Saul Alinsky did write the Bible for the left. It's literally what Valerie Jarrett genuflects to every time she writes words for Barack Obama. Barack Obama has been caught lying over and over again his entire life. Valerie Jarrett makes sure that his speeches are full of lies that feel good and will continue to enslave the sheep on the left. But that book, Rules for Radicals, the first page, Alex, it was dedicated to Satan, the great manipulator. And that's the author and the book that Hillary Clinton mentored under when she wrote her law degree thesis. Unsolved.
Oh yeah, she wrote him love letters, like letters back and forth with him, just totally sick.
So no, the media does not expose this important information, and they don't condemn the lies of Hillary and Loretta Lynch and Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama and Van Jones and all their Acorn scam artists and their Media Matters, MoveOn.org, Huffington Post, Southern Poverty Law Center, scam artists and liars. So logically speaking, those of us in the asset column, we have to live by logic and common sense and practical, pragmatic, utilitarian accountability. You cannot find accountability in the government, in the media, or in academia. It's all a scam. So we're challenged to why we can't answer the question why in a logical way. So we just have to admit what you asked about demonicy, about Satanism. That's the only answer. They hate success. They hate excellence. They hate productivity. They hate everything in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So I couldn't be more proud. I don't want those punks to like me. I want them to be afraid of me.
Absolutely.
I want them to hate me. I want them to lie about me. I am so proud that the enemies of America hate Ted Nugent. I can hardly stand myself.
Well, you know, you are totally on target. It's a badge of honor to have these culture-destroying scum hate us, and it is a badge of honor. But families to them says, man, hundreds of newspapers attacked you this week. How are you taking it? And I'm like, the enemy newspapers that literally are undermining this country and promoting cop killing and all the rest of this crazy crap, they hate me. Thank God. If they like me, I've got a serious, serious problem. TedNugent.com. I mean, you've got so many millions of followers on Facebook, and there's so many other big websites. Where are the best places for people to stay in contact on a daily basis with everything Ted Nugent?
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, I am humbled at the tens of millions every day on my Facebook. I have a Ted Nugent official Facebook, and people come from all around the world to celebrate the self-evident truth of the American dream, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. I'm telling you, it is not a Ted Nugent thing. It is a people honesty thing. So my Facebook, I get on numerous times every day, and I have great communications about rock and roll and about politics and about quality of life and about logic and about goodwill and decency. So I am encouraged every day that more and more people are waking up to the scourge of what Obama represents, the scourge that the media represents, and I couldn't be more confident or proud right now.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for your time. I know we're both Central Texans, and so hopefully sometime I can go out hunting with you. That's always been something I wanted to do. But thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. And I want to thank my audience for, you know, what they do, magnifying what InfoWars is up to, but also what you're doing, because now is the time to push it to the hilt, because the enemy is going to pull a lot of scams. Ted Nugent, thank you so much, sir.
Godspeed, Alex. You are my blood brother.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
I tell you, I'm in heaven right now at the RNC. We got a big interview today with Nigel Farage. It's going to come out tonight. We just had Ted Nugent on. We just had Roger Stone in studio with us with huge positive news. We got Dinesh D'Souza of the Reagan administration, who was a speech writer, headed up departments, you name it, who is a political prisoner, which to me is a great, you know, badge of honor, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I mean, literally set up. He now has made the film Hillary's America that I got in late, didn't get to go see it Sunday when it premiered. And my crew that saw it said it is so hardcore. 2016 was the second biggest grossing documentary in U.S. history, or I guess world history, and really did wake a lot of people up. But I thought it wasn't hardcore enough. It was totally engrossing, and I love the film, but he's a nice guy. Well, they came after him for that because they're scared of him. Well, now he's made a film that is hardcore. And because I talked to my crew and they're filmmakers, and they said, this thing, if people see this, it's over for Hillary. Let me explain how this works, though. They have theaters, and they pull these scams and movies I've been in where they try to not show them. They don't advertise them. They don't want, when films first go out, They don't want them to be successful because then they got picked up by the theaters. I know folks understand that. But if you want to strike a blow at Hillary Clinton, I'm going to say this out of the gates before we go, this guy's sitting here listening to me rant. But I'm sorry. I mean, I'm in a war against Hillary. I know you are, too. I mean, against this tyrant. You've got to take 10 of your friends. Be aggressive. I want you to take your Rotary Club. I want you to take your neighbors. I want you to take your parents. I want you to take your kids. I want you to take your whole office to this, especially brainwashed leftists. I don't even call liberals. These are anti-liberal authoritarians masquerading with camouflage as liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These are no liberals. Vanessa Souza, to me, is a classical liberal. That you'd call that a paleoconservative. These terms mean nothing. They've scrambled everything. They've inverted reality. I talked to Ted Nugent. I would liken them to Satanists. I mean, you know, Saul Alinsky's their god. He pledged his book to Lucifer. And Hillary is trying to invert reality. She was pen pals with this guy. So this is what we're dealing with. I mean, like communists yesterday attacking me and screaming racist. I mean, I've never done anything racist. You know, my sister's adopted from South Korea. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. Half my friends are black. But this is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. This is how they get their agenda through. So you need to go see the film. You need to find out where it is on their website. You need to go religiously. Because if this film goes viral, like 2016, this, I believe, and I'm sure of it, just like I told you, buy the Hillary for prison shirts, and it would become a meme, number one meme on the internet in the last 3 weeks, four different times now. It's freaking everyone out that 15, 20%, sometimes 30% of people are wearing them here at the RNC. They're chanting it on the floor. They can't stop the signal. The Clinton rape's coming out. We can break through their Berlin Wall. We're the people. But I'm telling you, this weapon forged in Vulcan smithy down under the volcano is the black arrow that'll take down smog. So I'm mixing two different metaphors there. You absolutely must go see Hillary's America, or you're putting Hillary Clinton in office. This guy has been persecuted and thrown in prison. Now, I'm done ranting, but I tell you, you're a hero to my family, my children. I can tell you, I'm right up there in the same firing line with you. You've been walking point for so long. Dinesh D'Souza, we admire you, sir. And you're obviously only stronger after what you've gone through, sir.
Yeah, I think this experience, Alex, of having just been locked up by the Obama administration in the wake of a technical violation of the campaign finance laws, when I began to see that no American has ever gone to prison for doing what I did, and then when I see what Hillary gets away with, I mean, it's clear to me that we have now lawlessness at the highest levels of our society. And it kind of changes the rules of American politics, because the way I came of age in the Reagan era, and I was kind of living in the pointy-headed intellectual world at think tanks, I kind of got the idea American politics is a gentleman's fight between two groups of people. We agree on our goals, we disagree on means. We're both trying to get to the same place, but we may argue about how to get there. It's clear to me now that we have, in the Democratic Party, a gang, the Hillary gang, and preceded by the Obama gang. And these people are gangsters, and they operate in a gangsterish way. And they want to deploy the organs of government against their critics and against the people who oppose them. And so far from cowering and hiding, I think we need to go sling blade on these guys, absolutely open up every front. The movie is a shift of career for me, going from books, which are important but have a limited reach, to movies where you try to reach millions of people. This will make us a threat, but on the other hand, I think at the end of the day, we can reach more people, we can change more minds. The FBI won't indict Hillary, but our movie does it.
That's right. I can't wait to see it. I'm so angry. How do people go see it? Obviously, they go to the website. It's so critical up front to make it a huge hit so it gets put on thousands of screens and dominates.
It's a secret of Hollywood that the fate of a movie depends a lot on the opening weekend.
That's right.
That if it does well, it blows out to more theaters. And so our website is HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. And you can watch a trailer and you can put in your zip code and it's going to tell you where you can see the movie near you. So do that. Please try to see it this weekend. Some people say, I'll wait a month. I'll see it on DVD. No. If you want to put fuel in.
Go deal with the crowds. You want the crowds. This is stomping on Hillary. When you're crushing in there and you've got someone sitting next to you, that means we're winning.
The film, we premiered it here at the RNC. We had 2,000 people, delegates. People went nuts. I mean, you had people crying, people applauding wildly. I think people got the sense that this is a film that delivers the punch that we often don't deliver. You know, too often Republicans go in the fetal position. They take a beating from the Democrats, and they just rely on other people to do our work. Oh, we're waiting for Comey to indict, so he'll do our work for us. No, he's not going to do our work for us. We have to do our work for us.
That's right. Speaking of media being more important than ever and persecution, I knew about this a year ago, but I confirmed it a few weeks ago, and I confirmed it with Roger Stone and others, and he's been a consultant at Fox, but I've talked to high-level folks at Fox. There is a coup there with this made-up sexual harassment stuff by some of these women that, you know, he hugged them or whatever, you know, 6 years ago or whatever, to bring down Fox, and that the liberal Murdoch children are in a deal with Hillary. And I know from three different people, they're told, do not mention Bill Clinton and his stuff with women, or you're fired. Well, Hannity's still done it. Now 30 hosts are now up to 30 threatening to leave and go with Ailes. But aside from Fox, it shows the climate where the Clintons are running coups at Fox right now to try to stop, guaranteed, your film getting out, you know, a whole laundry list of stuff. This is crazy, folks. This shows that they're battling to try to maintain control of the country. We're just peacefully here trying to vote and get our nation back. They're trying to start civil wars and cop killing and everything else you can imagine. I mean, this is crazy.
I think it's worse than Obama with these guys, because with Obama, his end goal was ideological. Now, Obama,
lower America.
Yeah. Now, but Obama's willing to be gangsterish in the way he gets about it. So he's willing to, you know, he'll ignore the immigration laws, or he'll selectively enforce the Obamacare.
He'll turn the IRS loose on 10,000 churches.
Yeah, or he'll ignore the regulations that say that welfare reform, you have to do this and this to qualify. But with Hillary, I think it's gangsterism through and through. I mean, I think that's who she is. That's her M.O. And if I had to say what she wants to be, she kind of wants to be the mob boss of America, the Al Capone of America. And Al Capone wanted to run Chicago like he owned the city, right? He had access to the city contracts. He told people what to do. You're against him. Snuff that guy out. And he wanted to go in the stadium and have the whole crowd shout, Big Al, Big Al, Big Al. So this is what this woman, Hillary, once she has these sort of cultic ambitions for America, unless the American people say differently.
You're absolutely right, and it's coming down to a head. This film, describe the film. Let's go through this, because the idea for the film, I mean, let's walk through why this film's so special.
Well, when we started out the film, we actually had an immediate problem, and that is that in 2012, Obama was an interesting guy. People were like fascinated by him. Who the heck is this fellow? He came out of nowhere. Not a lot is known about him. What motivates him? Where is he coming from? So you could make a movie about Obama. I don't believe you can make an interesting movie just about Hillary. Because if I were to put, I mean, Hillary's been around. We know who she is. We know she's a crook. We know she's a pathological liar. So if you made a movie and put Hillary's face on there for 90 minutes, I believe that my audience would want to blow its brains out.
I agree. I can't look at her.
Yeah. You can't stand it. So you have to make a different kind of movie. And so we sat back and said, look, the way to make this movie is to see Hillary as part of a movement. She's part of a gang. Her gang is the progressive gang. It's the Democratic gang. Now, interestingly, this gang has been up to really bad stuff for a long time. A lot of Republicans don't know this. Even Reagan didn't know it. Reagan would go, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. You got the idea. The Democrats are really good guys until like 15 minutes ago. And then with the McGovern campaign or something, they went off the rails. But I think when you dig into it, going all the way back to the days of slavery and segregation, eugenics in the early 20th century, forcibly sterilizing people.
They quarterbacked every damn nightmare there is. And the Republicans have been really good.
And the genius of the Democrats is, having done that, they then figured out, let's take all of what we did and blame it on the South. Let's take all of what we did and blame it on America. Let's even blame it on the Republicans who tried to stop us from doing it.
And they got Hollywood in the game, bashing the South. It's just a sick, dividing America.
If you have the media, if you have Hollywood, and if you have academia, you have the three biggest megaphones in the country. It's very hard for anyone to contradict you when you control all three. And so that's why these people have been getting away with it. And they've been conning young people and fooling African Americans. So our movie in that sense...
Well, Hillary's behind the scenes saying, yeah, we got to make them heal like dogs. You know, they're predators. While they're putting all the black males in jail for no reason to turn them into predators in a college of crime, which they full well know. And then they go give speeches about the colleges of crime when they're the ones that wrote the GI Bill to put everybody in prison.
So we've been having all this urban unrest. And in the film, we have this theme. We call it the urban plantation. So the old plantations were rural, right? And if you think about the old plantations, what did you have? You had ramshackle dwellings. You had the family structure all broken up, illegitimacy widespread. You had everybody got a meager living. You got sick, they call the doctor. But on the other hand, no opportunity. No one gets ahead. Hopelessness, despair, nihilism. Well, hey, fast forward 150 years, if you and I were to walk in inner city Oakland, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, What do we see? Ramshackle dwellings, family structure all broken down. Everybody gets a meager living here, some food stamps. But on the other hand, no opportunity, no one gets properly educated, no hope, no ladder to climb up. So it's chilling to see the way the Democrats who ran the old plantations have created new plantations to do pretty much the same thing.
And you have absolutely documented it in a film. I mean, my crew wrote notes for me of the film. I have like 8 pages of them. I've got one of the pages here. And so I've actually kind of not seen the film, but I've heard about it. I'm salivating. And you need to go. And I'm not just salivating to see this great filmmaker's work, the writer. I know this is a weapon of truth that this dragon needs to have thrust into her politically. I don't wish any physical harm.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Okay. So we all want to go to heaven when we die, but how exciting is it really going to be? Are we all going to sit on clouds and play harps? If there is a God, wouldn't he come up with something better? We're building a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. The Bible says that life after death includes super spiritual powers. Want to move a mountain? Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and put some purpose back in your life. thebiblesaysthat.org.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
handle Fox News? No, you just go in and take it over. Turn it into the, you know, CNN light. That's what's happening. That shows you this country is on the knife's edge. They're activating communists and radical groups that attacked me yesterday. They are running around calling for more cops to be killed. They want a civil war. I've never seen a more naked exercise of open tyranny in my lifetime. And I look back on American history. There's not a lot of examples of this. Dinesh D'Souza, filmmaker, here in studio with us. Hillary's America. Everybody needs to go to the website. We're going to put it on screen for TV viewers. You need to go there. You need to go see the film, because when you go the first opening week, I'd say it's like the equivalent of getting thousands of people to go later. I mean, you're going to reach thousands of people by putting it in theaters where folks going to the theater just see it up there and have an opportunity to go, hey, I want to see that. That's why his film was the second biggest documentary in history. This is a short segment, long segment, come up or take some calls, Dinesh. But Dinesh, what scares me is I don't need to have any exaggeration or hyperbole to make the show, you know, interesting. I am so freaked out by the climate. I can't believe there's a coup going on at Fox. There's all these attacks on free speech. The president, when cops get killed, says we need to reform the police. Hillary says white folks better listen up. What the? I mean, hell, how do we get an elite like this? They run the country. Why do they want to cause a civil war and run in the ground? Why do they want to burn everything down? What is their problem? What makes them tick?
Well, I think with the Clintons, what makes them tick is an insatiable appetite for money and power. Now, Bill is different than Hillary. Bill's appetites are smaller. In other words, with Bill, you put him in a big room, you give him the biggest meal, you tell him he's the greatest guy, you put a long line of women outside, and Bill's happy.
I would be too. Yeah.
That's like the circumference of his appetites. But Hillary has a kind of a tyrannical streak in which she wants to know what you and I are having for dinner. In other words, she's not happy if she's not running things, telling people what to do, telling corporations what to do. That guy's against me. Okay, let's get rid of him. Let's move him off stage. This is a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, she has her people call a major comedy club in L.A. and actually the campaign threaten them, you will not let people make fun of me anymore.
Yeah, it's a very, I mean, if you follow her life from a young age, this is a very twisted individual.
Sounds like a nightmare to want to know what everybody's doing. Well, I barely run my own life. What's her problem?
Just look at the way she's handled, Bill. I think Hillary comes at a young age and she sees Bill and she sees this attractive guy and she sees he's very gregarious and he has this kind of political magnetism. And she goes, he has it, I don't have it. So if I want to get somewhere, I actually need him. But this is a problem, because even if I get him, 15 minutes later, he's going to go off with somebody else. So how do I prevent that permanently? I need to find out what his weakness is. And what's his weakness? Well, he's kind of a sex addict, and he can cross the line and do whatever he wants with women, and that's probably going to get him locked up. And he probably knows that. So I'll go to him, and I'll figure out a thing, and I'll basically say, Bill, listen, you need me, because I'm your fixer. I'll cover it up for you.
I'm your cover person.
Yeah. And so
that is what she does.
My point is, she's not the sort of betrayed housewife who's like, we feel sorry for poor Hillary. She's had this horrible husband. No, she's been his enabler since day one. She's known about this from the very beginning.
She's already been president for 8 years.
Yeah. So this gives you just a little window into the character of a kind of person who would frame their life this way.
An archetypal villain.
And somebody who would be so power hungry that you'd be settling for a lot of, for the most kind of sick personal arrangements in order to kind of get what you want.
Well,
the
Russians admit they're scared of it, and they never talk like that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I guess if I were Putin, I would be too.
I mean, because she's dangerous. She might, I mean, like you said, she's very vindictive, but beat Bill up. That's come out, Secret Service. I mean, this is a monster.
We don't have the full handle on her, and in this film, we try to trace episodes of her life. We focus on one incident, very telling in the film, where she is assigned to defend a guy who raped a 12-year-old kid, right? And what does Hillary do? She blames the victim. She goes after the 12-year-old, because the 12-year-old is fantasizing. The 12-year-old is, young people are known to make stuff up, and the prosecution has lethal evidence. I mean, they have incriminating evidence. And what Hillary does is she goes after that evidence, discredits it, and then, this is the key, laughs about it. In other words, it's one thing to say, look, the guy needs a defense. Everyone needs a lawyer.
She got off on the evil being protected. She didn't get a stomach ache to go, that's my job. She enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the good thing is we don't just say this. We don't make accusations of this movie. We play audio tape. So you listen to Hillary.
Let's come back and talk about this. This story is important. This hasn't gotten out there. This is one of the things I've been told is banned on Fox, CNN, all of it, is the rape stuff and this story about her helping this rapist get off. So this is really important that Esther Seuss is here with us. They do not want you to be hearing this. Make no mistake, they don't want the aircraft, the local prison flying around. They got those banned. They want to shut us up. We're not shutting up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
By the way, that liner, I've had that liner for about 15, 16 years, and it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. We take you down to the Central Texas Command Center deep behind enemy lines. I'm now at a point where Matt Drudge comes to me last year and says, I met with the Supreme Court Justice, gives me all the details. They've come to them and said, get ready, we're getting rid of free speech, whether the Supreme Court likes it or not. We're going to shut down talk radio. We're going to install Hillary. It's all going to happen. Get ready. And then now here we are like 9, 10 months later. It's happening. There's a coup at Fox. That means they're coming for us next. And that is such a surreal feeling to be sitting next to a political prisoner who was thrown in prison for 9 months, literally because they didn't fill out a piece of paperwork when he got 4 or 5 of his friends to donate money to a campaign running against for Hillary's old Senate seat. I mean, she's taking money from third world dictators, $100 million from Gulf states that throw gays off buildings and women can't drive cars and they're like chained up like dogs. And she's saying that that Trump's a chauvinist pig over here. I mean, this is the inversion of reality. We're going back to Dinesh D'Souza here in a moment. We're going to open the phones up, too, for a few questions if you have for Dinesh D'Souza. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But before I go any further, well, that's first-time callers today, by the way, 800-259-9231. InfoWars is a platform, the globalists know this, to promote Americana. And I skip network breaks. I don't plug every segment like other hosts. I haven't hardly plugged a day except for 30 seconds because I'm so on fire fighting tyrants. Bottom line, you fund my operation. I will take it to the enemy, and I've shown I'll do that, and I will put – this year I'm putting everything in, okay? I am all – our reserves, everything, okay? Because I know there's no future. This is a critical time. I'm not going to take the field against this enemy and not go 110%. We have the best vitamins and minerals and supplements that anybody's got. That's why third-party sites give us 5 stars, just because I went out and hired the top 3 companies in the country to make our proprietary products. Some of them are private labeled as well. I mean, our colloidal silver, you know, instead of $25, is $19. The same stuff they sell at Whole Foods. It's the highest quality, safest, you know, according to the government and the rest of it. That's an example. This is a topical deal, you know, antibiotic, other stuff doesn't work. That's an example. But DNA Force, that sale's ending, whether it's a Hillary for Prison shirt, books, films, thousands of great items, solar power generators for your house, high-quality storable foods, all of it, thousands of items that are available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's this broadcast that funds not just my operation, but helps boost so many other operations against the globalists and against tyrants and leftists and all these other criminal institutions like the nefarious activities of George Soros. So I'm kind of distracted with a helicopter flying outside the window. But it's very, very important that folks realize that when somebody like Roger Stone or myself are out of energy, I take a Brain Force, and it's natural compounds. Some of them are prescription in Europe that are known to safely boost your energy, but clear thinking, not a bunch of caffeine. There is some green tea in it. Brain Force, available at InfoWarsStore.com as well, or InfoWarsLife.com, takes you directly to the nutraceuticals. Maybe, Buckley, we should probably aim at that helicopter for folks out there if we can. We've got a limited crew here. Because we actually have the folks that run InfoWars normally in the back room are actually running the cameras today because we've got everybody deployed out with the communists burning flags and Black Lives Matter, people running around calling for violence and interviewing Nigel Farage and so much more. And all that's going to be on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars.com/show for details and affiliates and more. So be sure and check that out. But just know, I think everybody knows this, and I want to thank the listeners. You're just as important as I am or any of the crew at InfoWars when you buy the products, when you support us. So, again, we're going to go ahead and punch that up. You can see the helicopter out there. It's a little bit blown out. I'm with the helicopter right outside the window. And obviously something interesting is going on. We're right above the Quicken Loans Center, about 300 yards away, right here at the entrance. We also have passes to be anywhere we want to inside. We've had our crew in there, but so much more is happening outside. I will be in there doing live feeds tonight, so look for all of that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here's the bottom line. I'm almost mad at myself calmly sitting here right now just talking about coups at Fox News and attempts to shut down free speech and government in different documents and in public schools banning the words mother and father. I mean, sometimes I think it's like I woke up in a nightmare Alice in Wonderland. But just thank you for the support and be sure and shop with the good guys so that we can fund our operation and be truly independent. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to Dinesh D'Souza, who's with us at the end of the hour, to take a few phone calls. Dinesh, you've got the floor here. Run with it. You've just been laying out so much truth here. Your new film, Hillary's America, it's critical that everyone go and that everyone see it as it opens this coming weekend. Your last film really crippled them, but this one's even more hardcore. This could be the political death blow of everything going on out there, everything in the resistance. I see this as probably the undoubtedly the most powerful truth bomb in the information peaceful war we're in against these tyrants out there. How do we make sure it hits its target?
Our website is HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. And if you go there, you should watch the trailer, share it, and also put in your zip code. It'll tell you where the movie's playing near you. The reason the movie is powerful, it's a really good movie, but more importantly, it tells its story as a detective story. It's a narrative. It's a thriller. Now, since Hillary is the topic of it, we do veer into the horror genre. We couldn't avoid that. So there's a little bit of that in the movie, too. But the point is this. People always come to me and say, Dinesh, make a movie about Obamacare. Dinesh, make a movie about immigration. But people don't go to movies to get messaging. They don't go to movies even to be educated. They go to movies to be entertained. And we know that, so we make actually a very entertaining movie, which leaves you not only intellectually empowered, but emotionally moved and ready to act.
And it is horror, so you got interrupted at the break getting into her defending sexual predators. So let's talk about the story.
You know what's so creepy about it is this is Hillary in a little younger age. And, of course, Hillary is such a chameleon that when she's narrating the story, it's her own voice. Remember, some of the most powerful passages in 2016 were Obama talking in his own voice. And the reason we had his own voice is that he read his own book, Dreams of My Father, from my father, in audiobooks. So we could play sections where Obama's telling the story. Well, who can disagree? This is Obama talking about his own mind and his own life. And here we have Hillary in her own voice. Now, she's got the fake Southern accent. And she's kind of putting on, well, and she's telling the story about this guy who did a rape. Except when you listen to her tone, it is so frigid cold. And then she talks about, I got this guy to take a lie detector test, a polygraph test, which he passed. And then she adds, which forever destroyed my faith in polygraphs. And then she laughs, ha, 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 you know, her famous cackle. And you actually begin to hear, in a way, this is the first time you say, well, that's actually the voice of evil. That's actually someone who is happy that this guy beat the rape thing and that she got him off. And she thinks it's actually funny.
Wow.
That the guy who did it was able to lie and get out of it.
And for me, it's knowing about how psychopaths and sociopaths are. They have this real self, but everything else is like fake to manipulate. When she goes to California and speaks to a Latino group, she puts on this fake Latino voice. When she goes to Kentucky, she goes, "How you doing there, boy?" Like she's, you know, Grandma Clampett getting some possum grits for you. I mean, it's like, I wouldn't hang around with anybody that when they got around different groups, talked a different way. I mean, it is bizarre to show that that's what psychopaths do. And I think she's a psychopath. I think she's a full-blown, you know, psychopath. Is that they do feel this need to just put on these fake acts. It's very creepy. What do you think?
I think so, and I think she might even have gotten some of this from Bill, because Bill is the master of it, and we have actually, you know, people have heard, I did not have sex with that woman, but what they actually haven't heard is, if you go back and play the old tapes where Bill was and Hillary were both confronted with all this stuff, and the kind of silky nonsense that they put out there. At one point, I think it was Steve Croft says to the Clintons, well, you know, I think Americans can kind of accept that you guys, whatever your problems, you've worked it out, you've made some kind of arrangement. And then Bill jumps in, he goes, arrangement? We don't have an arrangement. We love each other. We have a marriage.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah, she's not, you know, banging three chicks a day like me, too. I mean, you know.
I mean, so I think what you do is, you know, what I try to do with these movies, at the end of the day, it's about peering into their soul. And with the Obama movie, I tried to get Obama. At the end of the day, it's not just about his policies. Yesterday,
he's out to bring America down.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, Christie stood up and recited the indictment against Hillary. Boom, point one, point two, point three. And this is the Republican thing. You make a kind of legal indictment. But it's even more powerful if you can pull people into a narrative where they can understand Hillary as a person. They kind of get her, and then they realize what we're dealing with.
I agree. Well, that's why Megyn Kelly, I don't want to get off on a jag. I've watched her. I see her on that sinister power trip. It's that Jezebelian energy. And, you know, Roger Ailes, who made her who she is, to see her saying, he hugged me once too hard, and I want him taken out. And I know, because I have the inside baseball, it is from the Clintons. There are talking points. People are being threatened. I've talked to the host. And it's like, wow, she really is an agent of the Clintons. And all that stuff with Trump. And it's like seeing her join with evil. Now, this is 1,000 times worse with Hillary, obviously, but it's just, it's the creepiness. It's the dishonor of it. It's the sliminess that really tells you what we're dealing with is a bunch of evil people. Because I don't have the energy to run around and scheme when I run other people's lives. I don't have the energy. And I study these evil people. They enjoy, like you said earlier, running other people's lives, knowing what you're doing, controlling you, ruining you. Just because they're, quite frankly, jealous of you. And they're jealous of America. They're jealous of free market. They're jealous of open, free societies compared to everything else. I'm not saying we're perfect. And that's what you said in your first film, I think, is it's like they want to mount our head on the wall. It's like they want to say, You know, they basically kicked our butt, Dinesh. But you know what? They haven't, have they?
Well, Hillary and Bill grew up in an America where the most successful people are the creative people that come up with new stuff.
Yeah.
Someone invents the iPhone and makes people's lives better. People happily drive in their car and give them money.
They create scams. They don't learn.
These guys realize we can't do that. But that doesn't mean we don't have other talents. Our talents are in stirring up resentment, mobilizing it against these wealth creators. And so there's this kind of secret war in our society between productive people who create wealth, not just the entrepreneurs, the workers too, on the one hand, and on the other hand...
Well, they want the workers poor. That's why they're going to bring in the population and drive down wages.
And these guys, this kind of class of people, they're powerful in academia, in the media, in Hollywood, and these community organizers, and you've got an alliance of these guys.
That's it. And I realize being around them more and more over these years, they actually know what they're doing. I always thought a lot of them were just idiots. They know that they're creeping around manipulating everyone.
They're good at what they do. I mean, Obama, look, people say Obama's an incompoop. He can't read from the teleprompter. The truth of it is Obama has moved America a lot closer to his goals. He has undone
the... He's almost destroyed it.
He has weakened us. He has undermined our economy. He's doubled our national debt. There's places in the world where nothing could happen without America's say-so. And today, America has almost no influence in the region. We have very little influence.
People say, oh, good, we were arrogant. Yeah, but now it's the globalists running America who are all these shadowy groups you can't even think to do. I mean, it's 10 times worse.
It's
worse. And the communist Chinese now are, like, dictating to Hollywood what they can put out. And like, spiking Savage's book. We personally have run into the communist Chinese now trying to manipulate in the U.S. on us. I mean, they've got some tentacles, my friend.
And people say, you know, what's Hillary's view of national security? What, you know, as if Hillary has a national security doctrine. Hillary has no national security doctrine. Hillary's national security doctrine is the following. The United States has a great big pile of wealth and a great big pile of power.
And she can broker the sale of it.
Yeah, let me just help myself to as much of it as I can, and everything else is a distraction. And
she's presiding over the auction.
She is, exactly, and everything else is a nuisance.
It's like an estate sale.
That's why she was like, what difference? Because the point is, to her, it's an annoyance. It's like, what? The 3 a.m. phone calls coming in over here.
And your history and your honor and beating the British. We don't want any of that. Just get rid of it.
I mean, imagine a bunch of guys robbing Fort Knox, and people come running in and tell them, oh, someone's sick over there. Is there something? You know, they're going to be like, leave us alone. We're really busy robbing Fort Knox. We don't want to be distracted with any other nonsense. That's Hillary's attitude in Benghazi.
You're right. And that's it. And they are sociopaths, psychopaths, you know, different groups, variances of those. Literally, that's their disconnect. Why they think they're going to win. They literally think in the end we're going to bow. They think in the end we're going to cower. They think in the end that we're just like them. No, that's not what's going to happen. As they get worse, we're going to get more hardcore.
Now they're ordinary Americans, rank and file Democrats, and they're suspicious of the Clintons. They know something's up here, but they think the Democratic Party is the party of the little guy. The Democratic Party's protected the outsider, the immigrant, the Latino, the black guy. So they think that Democrats have this moral capital that entitles them to rule.
Well, your film explodes the myth. I mean, they're KKK.
We take the meat axe to this whole propaganda. And we
listen. I grew up in the South. I never heard racist talk until I'd be around Democrats. And Democrats are the most, and even the quote minorities that are Democrats are like race managers. They know their job.
The racism in the South was itself fomented by the Democratic Party. If you wonder, did the South just actually genetically people are more racist? No. The Democratic Party set white supremacy as its goal and fomented racism in the South for 100 years.
On record to keep white farmers down. I mean, they wrote books admitting it. They did, you know.
Their goal was also political, to establish the Democratic Party as the single party, the monolithic one-party system in the South, and they pretty much had it going for 50 years.
Or Jefferson Davis.
Well, all the way through the 20th century, the South was almost monolithically Democratic. And then later they had to come up with a new scam. Once that didn't work, the Democratic Party, they do a scam. When it gets exploded, they blame it on someone else and go on to a new one. And progressivism is just the latest manifestation of the same scam in a new guise.
Dinesh D'Souza is our guest, Hillary's America. This is not hype, folks. You've seen what our Hillary for Prison memes done. You've seen all our other memes devastate the globalists, devastate this crime syndicate, devastate the Saudi Arabians and their role in 9/11. Because you are tens of millions of listeners. You're the power. I'm just here going, hey, you know, you're like Ben Grimm in Fantastic Four trying to fight a midget. I mean, just if you decide to kick its ass, you're going to. So I'm just saying, hey, you want to run them over? There they are. Go see this film. Take 10 people to it. It will blow a big, giant hole in the side of Hillary's ship. This is a big torpedo right here. Okay, that's why he already, this is a submarine. He already shot one torpedo at him, and they put him in jail to try to stop this next one.
I like that title, a torpedo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell my film team to start calling me that from now on.
Well, no, I mean, it really
just
is
just call me Torpedo.
Well, yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Well, it's the truth, though. And what's great about this is, I mean, I bet you really are. I mean, you feel satisfied. People ask, are you proud, Alex, what you've done? No, I'm satisfied because, you know, I'm not a crook. I mean, people call me a big, sentimental and stuff. Yeah, you know what? I do get a tear in my eye when they have the national anthem.
Well, it's also, from a film point of view, just looking at it artistically, a lot of times Republicans are on the defensive. Oh, we didn't do that. We're not really guilty of this. No, we didn't make too much money. Oh, we earned the money we made. A really good film is a film that is on the attack from the beginning and never lets
up. Exactly.
And that's what this film does. It apologizes for nothing. There's nothing to apologize for.
That's like me when people call me racist. I haven't done anything. I get mad at them. I'm not going to grovel and virtue signal.
So we just open the artillery from the beginning. We never stop. It gets actually more devastating as we go along. Now, the Democrats are kind of like lawyers. And think of what lawyers do. Lawyers will be like, my client was nowhere to be seen on the site of the murder. Well, actually, he was, but he didn't have a gun. Well, actually, he had a gun, but he didn't kill all those people, just one guy. So every time we make an indictment, the Democrats try to creep out of it. And so we slam them at every point, taking on their defense, until at the end, they have nothing
left.
You
destroy them. They are truly an organization of criminals manipulating poor people. So that's why they want to make more poor people. They're in competition against prosperity because it's like oxygen in the room. It pushes them out. We'll be back with a few of your phone calls with Nesta Souza.
The
Hillary's
investment
America.
World
see the film.
Isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Get up, stand up for your right.
By the way, folks. Dinesh D'Souza was with us for a full hour. He loved the show, but the traffic is so bad. Stuff's so bad. And I know I said callers for him. I apologize to callers. I'll hold over the next hour to take your calls. I said it's probably safer if they just left because it takes now 45 minutes to go 3 miles. I mean, it is just now that there's like checkpoints everywhere and protests are popping up and there's helicopters flying around and communist burning flags running around foaming at the mouth and attacking people. So I just said, why don't you just go? Because they were getting nervous. He was ready to stay. But Dinesh D'Souza, man, just being with him in person, that guy's a hero. I mean, that guy literally got thrown in prison for getting four friends to give money to a campaign. I mean, I gave money to Ron Paul once, and they opened up some criminal investigation on me. It was like $2,000, and it was totally illegal. But I learned behind the scenes it happened. And then they had news articles come out about, oh, I was so horrible, I gave Ron Paul money, $2,000, totally illegal. So they can indict a ham sandwich, folks. And I tell you, they've told me they're coming after me. I mean, I've been threatened really bad. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's kind of like Dan Bongino, the Secret Service, said. They threatened even his kids and him and broken his house, his car. And he just said on air, he said, look, you know, just let me catch you. Let me catch you in my house, okay? And, you know, at the end, and you know what? You may get me. You probably will beat me. But I'm never a psychopath or a sociopath like you. I do care. And my life is so full and so strong and so big, and yours isn't. I'm not a sociopath. I'm not a psychopath. I care about people. And it's not because I'm some goody two-shoes either. It's just because, you know, I just am not a piece of filth, you know? And that's what it comes down to. You're going to get yours, Clubless, like evil always does. You think you're invincible? I can feel the spirit of liberty rising across this planet in my gut, not just intellectually see it. Briefly, I got some really serious news. I don't even, it's really weird. Sometimes when I have really big news, I like hold off on it. It's like, people think I get up here and want to fearmonger. I want to give you bad news to be shocking. Most of the time, I've got stacks of horrible stuff that's going on, and I actually don't even want to get to it. And there's a lot of other issues to this, but let me just go ahead and get this report out in 2 minutes right now. We talked to our law enforcement sources a few hours ago, and there was a trash truck stolen in the early morning hours today. And the trash truck is missing. Obviously, most people don't even know how to drive a trash truck. And they're concerned that it could be a plan by an ISIS person or an ISIS sympathizer to run over crowds. And that's my gut to the crew. I said, I'm not worried about mass shootings. I'm worried about somebody plowing folks with a car. So we're dealing with that. Or it could obviously be loaded up with bombs or something and then driven into a barricade and detonate. People don't normally steal trash trucks. Maybe it is a prank or something, but I think it's a very serious threat. And by the way, no one's breaking that. No one else knows that. We learned this from police sources. We talked to the Secret Service about it, and they said, yeah, of course we're aware of that. And by the way, we don't want that information out. Well, I'm sorry. That information is out, and I'm just going to put it out. My gut says put it out. Whoever stole it may have done this also to just divert the police while they're planning something else. I don't think anybody knows, okay? Maybe the mafia or something or some other group just stole the trash truck. But that's not really something there's a market for, you know, selling trash trucks because those are all run by, you know, different contractors or cities or municipalities. So you look at all the angles, a trash truck disappearing last night or this early this morning is a very, very serious issue. And we made some other phone calls, and they were like, yeah, how do you know about the trash truck? So we're going to be watching that when you get a story out at Infowars.com. In fact, Biggs was in there earlier. Give me more information. He's outside. He's on the street with the flag burners. He put a report out on it, yeah. And so we'll get this clipped out and put out his report as well. But look, if you see a trash truck and somebody trying to run people over, somebody needs to climb in that cab and take that person out. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.